10 after 9, Thursday morning, first Thursday of the month. Dr. Jake Long is in. He's superintendent of schools, Mount Home Public Schools. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a beautiful, beautiful day in North Central Arkansas, isn't it?
Well, just looking at the calendar, you got some busy times coming up in the next few days, don't you?
I tell you, I was talking with some teachers yesterday, and they mentioned that we don't have a normal week until Thanksgiving. So
really?
I'm not real sure. I think it's a couple weeks before Thanksgiving. Yeah. But next week is certainly a very busy week. It is homecoming week within our schools, which includes all sorts of activities for the students. I believe that we're having dress-up days. Every day to increase that bomber spirit. And so if your schools and the students should be bringing home information on what those days are specifically. And then, of course, there's some really big events. On Thursday night, we have our Mountain Home Education Foundation Night of Honors, and certainly a great event to honor some of our Mountain Home graduates.
Well, we have great ones every year. But this year's a bumper crop.
Yeah. It's a great slate of inductees as well as business partners that have done so much for our schools and just makes us proud to be a Bomber. And then, of course, you know, we have the homecoming football game, which will be next Thursday night against, Marion. Against Marion next Thursday night. And then on Saturday at noon and 1 o'clock is the Athletic Hall of Honors, Hall of Fame, in which we have four inductees. I know I'm probably going to miss somebody here, but I know part of those inductees are 1997 state champion baseball team. And I know Mr. Coach Chinskowski, he's looking forward to being a part of that, and then I think he may have had just a little something to do with that team, but I think he claims to be the coach for it, but
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't either, but also know Mickey Husky's going into the Hall of Fame as well as Clint Peverell, and like I said, I know I left somebody out, but it slipped my mind.
Well, you left me out.
Yeah, left you out.
You know, when you first got here, when you first got here and you were trying to make everybody happy, you told me, I said, now I'm in that Hall of Honor or Hall of Fame twice.
So this is the third time?
I can't get in it on my own. Janet Wood keeps blocking me.
I can't believe that.
She said, we don't give, people who sit on the bench do not get in the Hall of
Fame. Oh, no.
Hall of Fame.
Well, I tell you what, in November, the first Thursday of November, I'll get Janet in here and you can publicly put her on the spot.
We will hash that out.
Okay. Publicly put her on the spot. But
those are big events.
Big events, and we appreciate all those that are involved. Appreciate the Education Foundation and all that they're doing for our kids. A couple of the things is certainly the, as you're well aware, Bob, is the Mountain Home Promise. And because of the promise, our students going to ASU – ASU Mountain Home has increased up over 40%, and so it's just truly an awesome thing for our kids. We won't have the overall college going rate back until November, but I'm very excited about seeing how that promise scholarship alone has increased.
It's gonna work.
Yeah, has increased the number of students that are getting that post-secondary opportunity, whether it's at the career or technical training or, you know, those four-year degrees, so it's a...
And to get the promise, you know, you apply for all these scholarships, and if you don't get them or whatever, you've got the promise to fall back on.
Yes, you do. You've got that promise, and you've got 2 years of tuition-free education here at ASU Mountain Home, which is a great opportunity for our kids.
You get the tuition, but you got to buy your books and take care of yourself.
That's right.
And pay for your gas, but boy.
Yeah.
That's something, isn't it?
It's certainly a good deal. Gives a kid a leg up or a graduate a leg up in getting their college education without having all those student loans. And that's a big deal. And what I appreciate it most is that it allows us to instill that hope into our students, the students that may not think that college is an option, and they, the, you know, they can have the hope and know that it is possible.
Yeah, and if you don't want to go to college, and you can go to technical school.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're out there and you want to know more, say, you know, say I'm always wanting to help kids, and you want to know more about the Promise, all you got to do is call the Mount Home Education Foundation and talk to Molly Morgan and set up a visit, and we'll explain to you what all the Promise does and how it works.
Certainly, and the Promise is just one of, it's a major way, but it's just one of the ways in which the Mountain Home Education Foundation is helping our students and our staff. Of course, we offer the teacher grants, but along with that is the Mountain Home Education Foundation, as well as the Mountain Home Board of Education, have given any junior and senior the opportunity to take a concurrent credit class through ASU as a junior and senior. That way, whenever they graduate with a high school diploma, they've got, you know, anywhere from, you know, 6 to 12 college credit hours.
That's what you did, wasn't it?
Actually, I didn't. I wasn't smart enough, I guess, to take advantage of those opportunities, or I didn't have those opportunities. But a student has such the opportunities here at Mountain Home, and we're just blessed to have a community that's willing to support it the way that they do.
And also tonight at Dunbar at 5:30, the two candidates for the school board will meet and discuss the issues, and public's invited.
Yeah, the public's invited. 5:30.
I always admire anyone who'll run for the school board, don't you?
Absolutely, and especially these two candidates. How many times do you hear about of a tie in election? And so you've got a tie, and so I think that even 3 weeks ago, both candidates were, It's not like they're running for a paid position. It's not like they're running for anything that, has just great amount of prestige.
Running for a position, a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work with no pay. And so it certainly is a service opportunity. And so I got to tip my hat to both these candidates who, you know, have extended their campaign another 3 weeks. And so they will be there to answer some questions at 5:30 at Dunbar, and of course the election's next Tuesday, to see who will be in that seat on the school board.
Well, the real winner will be the Mountain Home School Board. Either one
absolutely
of them will be good people.
Absolutely, real winner will be the community, the kids, and the board. So
what else you got this morning?
Well,
as if that's not enough.
Yeah, that's plenty. Next week is a very busy week, with it being homecoming week. But also coming up in the near future is a Red Ribbon Week within our schools, in which we try to increase drug awareness. I know even yesterday we had our mentors at Mountain Home High School that was there, and many of them talked to our students about being drug free and being drug aware of what's going on. So it's students they have so many opportunities and temptations to make poor choices. And so the more that we can put up those kind of like a bowling, and you put up those bumpers in the lane, you can put up those bumpers to help, you know, students head in the right direction and make wise choices. And that's what we try to do.
Dr. Jake Long, Superintendent of Schools, and we'll get rested up so you'll be raring to go, all right?
All right.
It is 19 after 9 o'clock.